inner hall of life.
To the Inner Hoe Uprising.
Happy New Year!
Happy New Year!
Year of the Hoe.
Yeah.
The ox or the rooster.
Exactly.
Year of the cock.
Wait, no.
What is the vaginal version? Year of the...
Chipmunk, I don't know. Taco. I don't fucking... Pussy?
Bullfrog?
I think it's pussy.
Is there a cat?
I don't know.
No, I think so.
I think there is a cat there.
I don't know Chinese jokes at all. I was born in the year of the monkey. Oh, year of the clam.
Year of the clam. Bearded clam.
Yeah.
Lit, boy. Yeah.
I wonder if we could have more listeners, but like they're turned off by the silliness of the
this
first.
This is so dumb.
The first minute is always so stupid. Cat dick.
People always tell me that that's what they like, though.
Do they? Okay, yeah. Good. I would have given up.
They're probably just trying to fuck, though.
Yeah.
Your podcast is so funny. I'm trying to get in those guts.
Never laughed once.
Exactly.
Right?
I'm Shanika.
I'm Sam.
We are Slam Pow Productions.
Yeah.
Go for it.
Why can't we ever do this? I don't know what I'm saying.
In several places.
Yeah.
Instagram at @slam_pow. Twitter.
Twitter @slam_pow. Periscope @slam_pow. Facebook @slam_pow_productions. YouTube @slam_pow_productions. We are also filmmakers. You can find me at @itslam on Instagram and @slamrid on Twitter.
Yeah. Got some good memes.
Thank you.
You're going to become a meme factory very soon.
That's all I have.
And I'm at Shanika Powell. That's my last name. You could find me if you wanted to, I suppose. But that's where I am on Twitter.
Okay,
that's
cool.
It.
Yeah. And this is Inner Hoe Uprising, the podcast about sex, love, and dating from the perspective of two black, queer, polyamorous,
20
all the things.
Living in New York City.
Yeah.
I've got asthma.
Huh?
So that's just one of the
things. You have asthma?
It's just part of my identity.
I have eczema.
Hey!
Yeah.
Look at us.
They're both they're both chronic, I don't know what.
Yeah.
Illness.
Yeah, we're ill. Two sick girls. Exactly.
Hoeing around.
And Lucas.
Yeah. Yeah, Lucas.
Where can people follow you?
For the new year.
Abstract Fish Co.
Woo! Abstract Fish Co.
Follow him on Instagram.
For some really cool drawings.
And Twitter, right? And
my
Twitter.
Twitter is shit right now.
Yeah, I believe you have three followers.
Guys, if you do anything,
follow Lucas. Please, follow Lucas. And then after you do that, you can review us on iTunes. Yeah, you can listen to us on iTunes, SoundCloud, and Stitcher by looking up Inner Hoe
Uprising.
Uprising, yeah. And if you leave us a 5-star review, we'll be your best friend.
Yeah, no, we'll
I'll invite you to my house
reward.
For dinner.
Or...
I'll give you head.
Yeah, okay. I was going to say we could make dinner together. Make a nice... garden pasta.
We can do all of those things.
Yeah.
At once.
This is getting ridiculous. Sneak
is cooking your pasta. I'm blowing you off. I'm licking your clit.
These are our services.
I'm doing both if you're intersex. I don't fucking know, man. Whatever.
We're just trying hard. Trying real hard out here. It's the longest intro in the world.
Yeah, let's
so
just
So here's
start.
How the show works.
Yeah.
We have 4 segments. First segment is Fuck That. It's our current events segment. It is called Fuck That.
I don't know.
It is.
I've given up. That's why I'm not saying anything.
Second segment is called Fuck It, where we discuss the topic of today. Today's topic is sex or size, and we don't know what the fuck that is. But you know.
Sex and fitness.
We're going to do our best.
Yeah.
And then the third segment is Fuck Me.
Fuck Me.
Where we talk about our lives.
My
and
favorite
And the last
part.
Segment is Fuck You. Talk about your lives.
Yeah.
And then one day in the future, segment 5 will be Shanika's mixtape. 30 seconds of gold.
Yeah.
But not right now.
Okay, cool. All right, let's start the show.
Yeah.
All right, so
current events.
We're back and we're better. Yeah, so we've been gone for like 2 weeks because last week's episode was a pre-recorded episode.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of stuff we're going to miss, but we're just going to jump into it with Odell Beckham Jr.
Yeah.
So Shanika has no idea who who Odell Beckham Jr. is. No, so I'll tell her and I'll tell people who don't know.
Yeah. So Odell Beckham Jr. is a wide receiver who plays for the New York Giants.
And that's really all you need to know. Yeah, he plays football. He's mad fucking cute. Did you see him?
Yeah, I did.
He
was
godly.
Blurry, he was like,
oh my God. So there's like him, and he does like all the nay-nay and shit like that. And there's Cam Newton, who does the dab. And I want a relationship with both of them while they're just like dancing fucking me at the same time. They are gorgeous. Oh God. Anyway,
how much did you pay to have that happen?
I don't have money.
How? But it's, never mind.
I wouldn't pay anything.
I give it a good.
I would just be like, nah.
Good $20 each for a good 20 minutes.
Yeah.
But anyway.
All right, so people have been talking about Odell's sexuality for some time now or whatever. Like, his hair is orange. Like, he has, like, frosted tips or whatever, which people are already like, oh, what's going on there? On and off the field, he dances or whatever. Like, when he does, like, a touchdown or whatever, he'll do, like, a cool touchdown dance. And he does, like, the whip and the nay-nay and shit like that. Then also, like, on his Snapchat and on his Instagram, he's, like, always dancing. He, like, knows, like, the people who created the nay-nay and shit. I forgot what those guys' names are.
The nay-nay.
He is the Nene.
You're the coolest.
His name is Nene. But yeah, he's like from the South or whatever, and he like fucks with a lot of those people or whatever. So he's like a big dancer. Aside from that, I don't really know why people talk about his sexuality. There's like one picture circulating around where it's like, it looks like he's looking at a guy's ass. If he was, so what? But also, you could look down at a picture and it could look like anything. People are just like really picking him apart or whatever. Mm. You know how sports fans are. Like what we talked about a couple of weeks ago where it's like, gayness is the worst thing you can be in sports, and being a sissy is the worst thing you can be in sports.
Yeah.
Especially such a high contact sport like football.
If you're not fucking women, then what are you doing?
Fuck a woman right now on the field, on the 30-yard line.
Prove it to us.
Fuck her in the ass. Wait, no, that's gay too. It's like all stupid.
There's nothing you can do.
You're just gay. You're gay no matter what, and that's wrong, right? God, I don't even know. Okay, so recently, a couple of weeks ago or whatever, they had a game against the Panthers, which my other baby plays for, Cam Newton. So it was, like, weird. I didn't watch that game or whatever, but I saw highlights. And he was just, like, being unnecessarily rough during the whole game or whatever. Mm-hmm. Like, just, like, knocking people down and, like, headbutting them or whatever. So he ends up getting suspended. And people are like, what the fuck happened? So it was, like, big because he couldn't play, like, two Sundays ago from when people were listening, and that was a crucial game because like the playoffs are coming up or whatever. But then also people are like, man, why was Odell being so like crazy on the field or whatever? So it turns out, and I just have so little facts because it was New Year's weekend, guys, whatever.
Yeah, no, all of us are struggling.
But apparently a player for that team had been taunting him backstage with a baseball bat or whatever.
Whoa.
And within those taunts, they were, like, calling him, like, an F or whatever and saying he was gay and
taunting
stuff
like that. Taunting isn't, like, just pretending to, like, threatening him with a baseball bat?
Well, I don't think they were going to hit him, but they had baseball bats, and baseball bats are threatening objects.
No, yeah, okay. Now I was trying to understand if he was being, like, actually...
Nobody hit him.
Okay.
Yeah. So Jesus. That was, like, rumor. I think, like, a teammate for the Giants said that that's what was going on backstage or whatever, and that might have contributed to why he was being unnecessarily rough on the field.
He still came in and played, though.
He did play.
It would have been like, fuck
I feel
that.
Like the reason why he was being like so overt about whatever his roughness on the field was because he was like, I am a man, see, I am a man. And then also he could have just been pissed off because
people were threatening
fuck you
him
calling me gay in the locker rooms and shit like that.
Right, I'm trying
as
to
if
play.
Gay is an insult in the first place, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, so... Yeah, so that's all going on. And then after that, a video came out on his Instagram or whatever where he's in a club and it looks like there's mostly guys in the club and he's, like, doing the nay-nay. And if anybody doesn't know what the nay-nay is, like, the point of the nay-nay is to look like a girl dancing, like a girl with attitude. That's why it's, like, meh, or whatever. So he's, like, doing that in the club and there's, like, a circle of guys around him and people are just like, that's suspect, he's gay. So
no,
that's
he can just
the current
Nene
state
better
of things.
Than you can.
Yeah, I mean, he might be gay too, but also like, is it anybody's business to say?
Yeah.
And why do these things mean that you are gay? And why is it wrong to be gay?
It's very loaded.
It's all like the whole masculinity so fragile hashtag.
Totally.
Yeah.
Yesterday,
mm-hmm.
watching, my family, boyfriend's family got together watching dance videos,
mm-hmm.
And, like, what we were watching basically was a bunch of just black men dancing and doing all this cool popping. And I feel like, I guess, when black men are being very, I don't even know, let's paint, like, the black man. Like, what is the black male stereotype hypermasculine man look like? What is that expectation in your mind?
At this very moment?
Yeah.
I feel like we're so fluid at this very moment, though. Like, a couple of years ago, what I consider the quintessential masculine man that's acceptable to everybody else was not what it was, like, 10 years ago or whatever. But maybe, I don't know, that's what football fans are looking like. But it would be, like, your pants aren't that tight.
A little baggy.
When you do dance, it's kind of just like a bop.
Bop,
like,
step
niggas
left
can't
to
really
right.
dance. Yeah, they don't really go ham or whatever. In terms of hair,
like your hair
it
is,
wouldn't be dyed like that.
No, it wouldn't be dyed. You might have dreads, possibly.
Yeah, you might have dreads.
Could have a cut. Definitely like one of those caps, like the
cap I'm wearing.
The cap, yeah, like your just like hats. I feel like a very guy-like thing.
I feel like the curved hat, like the one I'm wearing right now, as opposed to the fitted hat where it's like a straight brim or whatever. I feel like guys who are like missing the train that everything is like a little bit more fluid now are still wearing like regular fitted hats. And I'm looking at them like, yo, fucking step your game up because you look
getting
corny.
Into this century.
You look corny. But yeah.
I feel like it's just like, it's a bummer.
Yeah.
It seems very restricting.
It really curtails everything you can ever do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know what that's like if you really just want to dance and bust out, but to be looking at your friends like, oh,
yeah, exactly.
I can't do this here. Yeah. Or ever. Yeah. You know? Like, when does, like, being restricted in your, like outward life, like, how does that affect you, like, when you're in your room? Like, are you, like, holding back other parts of yourself?
Exactly.
Like, how many people want to be dancers or certain kinds of artists, and they just feel like that's just not the shit they can be because people will call them gay?
Mm-hmm.
I think, like, the idea of thinking being called gay is a bad thing in of itself.
Or the
is
worst thing.
The worst possible thing is the anti-man.
Yeah, exactly.
What's the anti-man. Antiman.
What are you talking about?
Isn't that a slur?
It's Batiman.
No, I've heard that, Antiman? Too. Like, anti-man, but with my terrible accent. I'm going to look it up.
I've never heard that before.
I'm going to find it.
Sounds vaguely Italian for some reason.
Antipasta.
Yeah.
No, Antiman.
My accent game is weak. But I remember. Oh,
it's very poor.
I think it's so bad. Oh, but like I get really happy when I see black men in particular being silly.
Yeah.
Like Reggie Watts. He like the first thing he does in his stand up is he's like, like he does.
That's
he
so
does
funny.
A high pitched giggle.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, that's so cute.
Yeah.
And I just love that. I love when guys are like, I love when guys dance.
Mm-hmm.
I like
Me too.
12 years of dance school. There are very few guys, but like the ones that were dancing well, it was like,
yeah, exactly.
Yeah. It means you can move. And it's like, there's just this confidence. Like, I feel like
you're just being yourself and people like when people be themselves. All right. So I haven't seen this in anything that I've read, but there's this guy on my Facebook who has been talking about Odell Beckham and, saying, like, he's all here for the carefree black boy movement. And I don't know if that is a movement or whatever. So, sorry if I'm just taking this person's ideas.
Let's make it a movement from the small room.
But, yeah, fucking the carefree black boy movement should totally be a thing. Like,
I'm
all for it.
That.
Just be your fucking self, whatever that is. Like, if you want to be hyper-masculine, okay.
But don't be a fucking dick.
Yeah, don't be a dick about it. But if you don't want to be hyper-masculine, like, if you want to fucking do, like, Odell has literally done ballet. Like, in the end
zone. I feel
zone,
like that's also...
And it looks great.
Yeah,
he's so skilled at everything. I want to marry him.
It's also the responsibility of not just... Like, you, like, definitely break out, try to do whatever the fuck you want to do.
But we have to be supportive of our carefree black boys.
Yeah, because if your squad is shitting on you...
Deadass.
Like, just, like, even the smallest things, like, oh, you're wearing your pants like this, or flower in your hair. It's just, like, keep it to yourself.
Yeah.
Let people be who they are. And they might inspire
Maybe
you.
Maybe even start to embrace it.
Do it yourself. Yeah.
Yeah.
I met a guy on set who he was like talking to another guy, black guy, and he was straight and he was like, yeah, I like wearing skirts. Sometimes I get skirts because I like them and I wear them. And I was like,
it's a great way to air out your balls, if you know what I mean.
I think we all know. Yeah, dude, he was professing. He's like, I really like these.
Yeah.
And he'll wear them out. But of course, you know, he's in Williamsburg.
Yeah, exactly.
It's definitely like a class thing. Is a class location.
Yeah.
And also, something from one of the articles was, you know, white guys wearing tighter, colorful, bright things will be seen as artistic, whereas black eyes are just, oh, you're probably probably on the gay side there.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, shout out to the Carefree Black Boy movement.
Oh my gosh. If you are a Carefree Black Boy, tell us what's about. Yeah.
Yeah, he wears his skirts or whatever, doesn't give a fuck. Just like people who don't give a fuck in general. Those are my favorite kind of people.
Yeah, I aspire, deeply aspire.
To not give a fuck.
Yeah. Because they inspire me so hardcore. I'm like, wait, if you're just going to wear
one long imagine cloth. How fun things could be. Like, we could not be seeing Odell dance great after he fucking makes a touchdown every single time.
It'd just be very military-esque.
Yeah, we'd all be deprived of that.
Odell.
Yeah, we can close that.
Yeah, yeah.
There's other things to say, but I don't know. Slightly awkward.
It's rough. It's
it's always some strange 13-year-old who says, you know what? You know anything about Spanish Fly? No, tell me about it. Well, there's this girl, Crazy Mary. She puts some in her drink, man. She... yeah, Spanish... Oh, yeah, that's really groovy, man. Spanish Fly is groovy, yeah, boy. From then on, man, anytime you see a girl... Well, she has no Spanish Fly, boy. Go to a party, see five girls standing alone. Boy, if I had a whole jug of Spanish Fly, I'd light that corner up over there.
All right, so Bill Cosby fucking got arrested.
Yeah, arraigned.
Well, then he got arrested. Right. He got put into custody.
And then he paid his bail. $1 million bail.
Yeah, he was arrested. Did you see his arrest
I walk? Did, because
he tripped. He tripped. Did you see that?
Oh, shit.
But yeah, he was like with his walker and shit like that. And it was kind of sad.
Just an old rapist.
Sad if it was...
Just
I
hope
that not
clip. Just an old. That was a really loud laugh. Just an old, tired ass rapist. Everybody's done with your antics, Bill.
Antics. Your rapey antics.
Your bit is getting so old. Write some new material.
Right? Oh, man.
Nah, rape's not funny.
I'm trying to figure out. Because, like, I don't know what hasn't been discussed already. Yeah. It's such a big topic.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, if you listen to this podcast, you already know how we feel.
Yeah. Like, I don't want to rehash.
No,
like,
we don't
talking
have to.
About Holtzclaw.
Okay. Here's one thing that I want to say. So there's just, like, these still, like, scragglers, like, who are just still left behind, who are still defending Bill Cosby. And it's like, what the fuck is wrong with you guys?
He's a rapist.
What the fuck is wrong with you guys? And, like, so I guess... The people who are defending him, like, the one little thing that they're hanging on to is, like, this is happening to him because he's a black man trying to make it or whatever.
No.
Like, he's not actively really trying to make it. Like he's, like, 78. He's gonna die very soon.
Yeah. It's happening to him because he raped
50 people. It's happening to him because he raped 50 people.
Or groped or
sexually assaulted. Yeah.
Sexually assaulted.
50 people have come forward and said that.
Yeah.
We're in a time where black feminists are running the shit.
Yeah.
Hannibal Buress had that bit where he blew it up.
Oh my god.
It's just like a perfect mix. It's like the perfect storm of things, and that's just why it's happening right now. But, you know, shit was gonna hit the fan sometime, especially when you rape 50 people. But the thing that people are, like, holding on to is, like, they keep saying, but isn't it so weird how all this is coming out at the exact moment that Bill Cosby tried to buy NBC? Nigga, if you don't stop getting your fucking facts from memes. He tried to buy NBC in 1992. That was a smooth 24 years ago. Like, what the fuck?
Oh,
like,
man.
Do a little bit of research. If you just Google Bill Cosby tries to buy NBC, the first thing is a New York Times archived article from 1992. I Googled that on the train this morning. I Googled that underground in the subway.
It's like maybe after...
Between service spots, like,
you found it.
You don't have to do much, guys. Like, come on.
And there's also, like, this idea that he's, like, a huge advocate for the black community.
No, he hates us.
He's
extremely classist.
Yeah, he shit on poor black people.
Yeah, he hates... Most of the people who are defending him, he doesn't ride for.
No, he would be like, pull up your fucking pants.
Exactly.
Stop getting yourself shot.
Exactly. That's so true.
Take that target off your fucking back.
You're so fucking right about that. People were like, this is a distraction from the decision to not indict the officer who killed Tamir Rice. Now, what the fuck fuck it's not. I know that both are happening at the same time right now.
The distraction discourse.
Like, we can only think about one thing, guys.
How does your brain work? You're trying to be self-righteous. You're like, I'm on top of everything at all times.
You're not on anything because you couldn't even Google the fact that Bill Cosby tried to buy NBC 24 years ago, you dumbass.
First of all.
Second of all, it wasn't ever going to happen. So I read this article or whatever. NBC was going for $4 billion. Bill Cosby's net worth at the time, $300 million. No, he was never going to buy NBC. Not he's not that rich. What the fuck is wrong with you people? They're just defending a rapist for no reason.
Yeah.
He's not Cliff Huxtable.
No.
That's fine.
And even Cliff Huxtable, no, he was a nice father.
No, he was, I loved
him. Dr. Huxtable?
That was deadass one of my favorite shows.
Yeah. And you know, and it can still, I think it can still be a good.
It was a great show.
Yeah, it's
just
still
a
meant what it
dick
meant.
And a rapist.
Yeah. It's like, you
and
know,
a classist.
Yeah,
a terrible guy.
It's grim.
He's a man whose
situation
tripped.
Is grim. Yeah, and he fell and he laughed.
I laughed and I laughed and I laughed.
Oh, man. I don't know.
Another thing people are saying is that, isn't it weird how she's coming forward now, 10 years after the fact?
You know, if you really think about it, it's not weird at all. Who would believe that Dr. Huxtable raped you?
Mm-hmm.
And if no one was going to believe you, mm-hmm. and you felt like this man had enough money, like one of the 55 was like, I had nightmares that he would send somebody to come hurt me.
But she probably could.
He's money like that.
He can't buy NBC, but he's rich as fuck, you know? He's richer than whoever she was. But the thing is, she didn't come forward 10 years later. Like, niggas just don't have facts, and I don't understand why. So she was raped by him in 2004, mm-hmm. and she came forward a year later in 2005. At the time, they asked Bill Cosby for questioning or whatever, and he, like, did a deposition or whatever. And that, I don't know if anybody remembers earlier this year when Bill Cosby was like, he actually gets Quaaludes from the doctor, and he has given women Quaaludes, and everyone was like, hello, he's actually admitted to drugging women. What the fuck is the problem? Whatever. So that deposition came out last summer, and that's why they reopened Andrea Constand's case in the first place.
Mm.
And it was like, well, here's reasonable cause to assume that he did rape her because he said that he's used Quaaludes to drug women. So that's why it's happening now, not because he's trying to buy NBC.
Lesson is, if you're unsure of what Bill Cosby has ever done,
Google it, guys.
And you'll find out.
Google. If you still want to defend him after that, after he said he's drugged women, after in one of his stand-up bits with the dragonfly or whatever, he was like, oh, you just put a little Spanish fly. You just put a little Spanish fly in their drink and it makes them go, mm-hmm. Like, that's a joke he made. 55 people just don't come out of nowhere and say the exact same thing for no reason, to no benefit. There's just so much, and I just don't understand why people are still defending him.
Yeah, it's like,
and understand that when you are defending him, I think, what is it, like, 1 in 5 women have been raped? Is that the stat?
Ugh.
Or sexually assaulted?
Don't remember, but it's many. It's
a lot. Most people.
It is.
So when you're on your fucking Facebook talking shit and defending a rapist, realize that that's the reason why whoever was raped in your life has not come forward about it, because of things like that.
Just don't defend celebrities unless you, like, think you... People think they really know people based on...
Yeah, I mean, Andrea Constand, this woman or whatever, who the case is about...
Mentor and friend.
Yeah, it was a mentor and friend, and she was just like, yo, I'm stressed about this new job that I'm getting. And he was like, oh, here's an herbal relaxation remedy.
He fucking shrugged her!
I thought you were going to say herbal rape remedy.
No, that's what it actually was.
That's what...
What is this, Bill? An herbal rape remedy? I'm being honest about my rapes now.
I just gotta let you know. Now that you can't do anything about it.
Exactly.
Let me just be honest.
And then people are like saying stupid stuff like, how is it that she remembers a little bit but not all of it?
Because she was
fucking drugged.
Right? Like, what are you guys even talking about?
She was
fighting conscious
before. He's not your fucking dad. Just pulling scraps out of nowhere just to defend him, but why?
Is that what you're fighting for so hard?
Right? The jazzy intro and the Cosby sweaters. Alright, so Mark Salling, he played Noah Puckerman in Glee. Do you remember him?
No. What was his, like, thing? What was his character's thing?
He was, like, a jock or whatever, and he was afraid to join...
Oh, he's the child porn guy, or no.
Yeah, he's the child porn guy, yeah.
Don't want to be wrong
in Glee,
about that.
He was, like, afraid to join Glee Club, because that's gay, man, you know, singing or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
Which is interesting, because he played football as well. But yeah, arrested for possession of child pornography. He doesn't live with anybody. It was on his laptop. It's like... It was pedophile.
Yeah.
I just wanted to talk about that. I don't have much to say. I just wanted to say that it happened or whatever because, I mean, although, you know, fuck Bill Cosby and he is a rapist and he should get thrown under the bus, I do think there's a disparity in the way that we talk about, like, black people who are, like, sexual assaulters or rapists or pedophiles or whatever versus how we talk about white people who did it. So, yeah. Merc Sailing, fuck him.
Every girl I know calls you Michael Bay Jordan. How does it feel to have that moniker? man, it's cool. It's pretty cool, man.
In better news, did you see the picture of Michael B. Jordan's family?
No! But as I was on the toilet, I was on Instagram.
Oh, so you did see it?
No, I saw a picture of Michael B. Jordan. And I was like,
he's beautiful.
It's like, whoa. Like, I was just on Instagram. I had to put my phone down. Because I couldn't
look at attractive men while I shit.
Do it.
I'm gonna just show you the picture or whatever. Alright, so he posted this picture of his family.
Real time reaction.
Happy holidays from the men of the Jordan X Grimm family. Hashtag holidays, hashtag Habari Gani, which is like what's up in Swahili, like what's the word.
Okay.
Which is what people say during Kwanzaa or whatever. So first of all, he fucking celebrates Kwanzaa.
Let me see the picture.
Sorry. She's like, why is Sam talking?
Whoa.
Everyone is there except for the kid, man. We're not Merc Sailing
here. I didn't notice the kid.
No, the kid wasn't
there. He's really small.
Nah, yeah, fuck the kid.
Wait a second.
Everybody's hot. Like, there's like two rows. There's like the older men are sitting on the couch, and then the younger men are like standing behind. And the older men are like smooth looking good guys or whatever.
They're not
but it's really the back it's row really that I want to fuck. I want to run through the. I want to run train on the back row. Yo, they all look so good.
I just imagine, I want to be carried around by them to somewhere.
Do you have a preference? Your phone.
Oh, you didn't see it. There you go. I want to be, I would like to be.
Lucas is looking at.
I mean, it's really all of them.
It's every single one.
If I took some time, I could probably come up with it.
Like, it's like different flavors for what you're looking for or whatever. Like, there's like a cozy sweater bae. He's giving Drake vibes. There's like a chubby bae. There's like a Bryson Tiller bae. There's a fucking regular
bae.
The
farmer man.
Yeah, there's a farm. Yo, oh God, the farm man.
The agrarian body.
His face is my seat. There's Michael B. Jordan, of course. And there's like a straight fitted cat man. There's beards going on. There's everything for everybody. I'm just looking at it like what? Okay,
it's too beautiful. It's too much.
And it got like it went viral. It has 61,000.
As it should. Oh man.
Yeah. How much does his other stuff have? Oh,
same amount.
Nah, his thirst traps just get mad. Like, oh man, he's so cute.
Thirst traps.
God.
Sam's just on Instagram.
Sorry. Put my phone down now.
Alright, next segment. Fuck it. Fuck it.
Yeah.
Sexercise. All
right. What inspired this?
I guess it was just like the New Year's. Mm-hmm. Everyone's like, gotta get fit. I'm like, got a podcast. Gotta go up with the topic.
Talk about sex.
Sex and fitness.
Wow.
Yeah, I feel genius. Like what's interesting is that all the things were like Huffington Post articles and like,
yeah, I couldn't find anything, man.
Very few legit sources.
Yeah, that say anything about sex and fitness. Well, one thing I read, I think it was on I don't know, health.com, some shit like that.
Yeah,
where they were just like you know the stereotype where it's like, oh man, sex is a workout and sex can be a workout and you're burning so many calories or whatever. It was just basically like, you don't really burn that many calories. And if you're working out to burn calories, it's like, how do you even quantify that? Like, what are you really doing? Are you enjoying it or are you trying to like, if you're trying to exercise, it kind of defeats the purpose of having sex. And then it was like, in terms of muscular workout, it's not really a whole body thing or whatever because you're like moving your pelvis or whatever and you're doing some legs but nothing else is getting
unless
things
you're like trampolining
and you're not right like what are you really doing unless you're actually working out while you're having sex somehow Which I didn't. And then, like, the range of motion is not, like, being active. And, you know, you're not doing your full range of motion to actually build muscle or gain strength or anything like that.
I think you can get I think you can get a moderate cardio workout, depending on.
Yeah, you can do that walking, though. Like,
but not. You know what? I say this because I, like, get tired after riding John for some time.
I get tired after walking up the stairs, but I don't call it, like, my workout of the day.
You're right. Yeah, I'm not doing it for 10, you know, because if I was to do it for 10 minutes at a time, which I would never do, then I feel like that's a workout.
Yeah,
right,
you would have to actually, like, do it in intervals and stuff like that, which that's not how you have sex.
That's no fun at all.
Yeah.
So, yeah, there's that.
I just feel like sex as a workout is a myth.
Yeah, I think you're not doing nothing.
You're not doing nothing.
Unless you are just laying
there. Just mostly in life, you're just doing some things.
Yeah. So. I mean, I think your body's natural processes.
Yeah.
Just if you're laying still, you're doing something. You burn, what, 2 calories watching TV? 2 calories a minute.
Feel the burn.
Yeah, you're not doing, you're always doing something. So then I was looking into, so that it's like, do fit people have better sex? And it's like,
can we talk about fit versus fat?
Fit versus
really
fat.
Quick?
Yeah, you can be fat
and fit.
Yeah.
So I don't want our listeners to think that fat is the antithesis of fit or the other way around.
Yeah. Just to let you know, we're not talking about fat people versus thin people.
Yeah.
It's just
we're talking about being
people
physically
who can
fit.
Run for long periods of time and lift heavy
exactly.
things.
Exactly.
Versus people who cannot.
Exactly. You can be thin and not be able to do
yeah.
that. You can be fat and be able to do that.
I think there's definitely a myth that
fat people
thin
aren't fit.
People yeah
yeah
thin people can do more than fat people can.
Bullshit.
Yeah, and we're gonna have a whole that's gonna be like hopefully our first guest will be on the fat sex episode.
I
cannot wait for that.
Yeah,
but I was just reading through articles. Shit is mad offensive. It's just like they're better to look at, there are more fat people, not fat people, sorry, it's fit people are more confident, better to look at, higher self-esteem. What else? They can go all night. And number one,
you sound so funny saying that.
That's how I read this. As I was clicking on the listicles.
Like an old radio ad. Yeah.
Fit people can go all night. And it's like,
who
most
the fuck
people,
wants to go
that's
all
not
night,
what I
bro?
Want. After a certain period, I mean, maybe
what's
with,
what's your smooth, like, when are you good after? 2 seconds?
Immediately. You know, it's really,
put it in me.
It depends on so many things. It's like, how drunk am I?
That's your top factor.
Is my vagina sore? Do I have an infection of sorts? What position funny. Are we in? You know, did we start off fast or did we start off slow? Mm-hmm. So I find that if you start off at a quick pace, like, I'm like,
get burnt out easily.
Yeah, I'm like, whoo, all right.
Closing down shop.
All right,
for the
John.
Night.
That was good, but yeah. And it's up. Like, you know, what kind of mood am I in? Do I want a quickie or do I just want to, like, whatever album is on, just have just enjoy it? You know,
true.
So, but I feel like it's never more than like 15 minutes. But that doesn't count. Like, doesn't include foreplay.
You're talking about penetrative sex.
Yeah, that's definitely not very long. Mm-hmm. Cause like, you know, lube just...
He's putting it.
You gotta reapply lube.
Gotcha.
Which I've just switched to coconut oil now.
Whoa!
Yeah!
I'm an advocate. Team coconut oil for lube.
Yeah, how about you?
I don't know. When me and Akeem first started having sex, it was just like, we have to have these hour-long sessions. But we didn't really need to do that, man. I don't know why. I think it was just like, people say, you have to go all night. And we were just like, doing it because of that or whatever.
Even an hour, is it all
honestly,
night?
Honestly, once I come, I'm good. Like, I don't really care, but I'll go as long as whoever the fuck wants to go.
Yeah, unless
like, 30 minutes is good for me, though. Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Seems like a long time.
Different strokes for different folks,
seems
though.
Seems long for me, but... It also depends on several factors.
Sometimes I've fucked for... Several times I've fucked for the entire length of movies. It's just like, wow. This movie's over. How did that happen?
I guess that's with a lot of switching. But does that include foreplay or just the...
I guess both.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, like, that's fun. Yeah, no, because, like, we've started foreplay to albums that are, like, 45 minutes and... Mm-hmm. By the end, it's usually...
The album's over. Let's talk about stamina.
It also depends on the position.
Okay.
I'm going, I feel like it's too...
I mean, if you're lying on your back.
I can go all night. If on my back, or even doggy style isn't difficult. Sometimes it's a little strenuous on the shoulders, depending on how you're, like...
Do you push back on it?
Yeah. I mean, sometimes, and sometimes not, you know?
Yeah. Oh, man, one time I was fucking this guy, and I don't know, I was drunk or whatever, and I just wasn't pushing back on it in that moment, and he was like, push back on it. He was like, push back on it. I was like, oops, sorry.
Sorry, give me a fucking moment. Exactly. Let me get my bearings.
Exactly. The new place.
New place, I was standing, now I'm sitting.
Exactly, right? Then we had just gotten that position, like, what the fuck? Let me build up to it. I'm not going to immediately push back on it every single time.
You got to establish the rhythm.
Exactly.
But, like, doggy style, I can go for a while. Mm-hmm. Anything from behind is fairly simple. I've never done much from the side, so I don't know what that would be like.
What do you mean?
Exactly. I don't really have a clear picture. John will be like, want to do it from the side? I'm like, ah, I don't really know what that is. So, no.
That's funny. And then, oh, we gotta, like, talk about flexibility afterwards, too. Oh, and just, man. Like, generally doing tricks. I just do things, and it doesn't really feel like anything for me, but I just want to see the excitement on the other person's
get
face.
Get excited. Like, what?
I used to, like, spin fully around. On a key.
On a key. Dick. What?
Just to do it. Like, just to do it. All right, so let's say, like, he's, like, lying down completely, okay. Whatever. And you start off from the back or whatever. You're just, like, okay. Riding from the back. And then you, like, just move your leg. And then you're just, like, fucking it from the side or whatever. And then you move around and you're, like, girl on top. And then you move around again and you're on the other side.
That's exciting.
And you 360. What did you think?
Like a head spin.
I just like,
the exorcist on the dick. I exorcist on that dick, girl.
I should keep laying down.
Like break dancing.
Oh.
Oh, I missed it. Guys.
Break dancing. All like how they shoot. Oh, they spin around on their
shit.
Head.
Oh shit. That's exactly kind of what I on. Saw, though. It's close.
That's me. Breakdancing Sam. Yeah.
Flexible tricks. I feel like I don't have many. I don't do much.
Okay. You don't have to.
I just if you enjoy have what a good you time. Like.
Yeah.
It's very simple. Mm-hmm. But also amazing.
Yeah.
But not that I'm not down for, like, some crazy things, but I also have asthma. So if I don't take my inhaler, I'm not looking to go too hard. You know?
Yeah, I got you.
I don't want to get an asthma attack from sex.
Be so
please.
Bad.
What really happened? Bad. We were fucking.
Yeah, exactly.
It's just like, one of my what would John have to I tell die? My parents?
Exactly.
What do they say at my funeral?
Yeah, that's how I feel when people choke me sometimes. Like, it never feels like I'm being asphyxiated, but I'm like, damn, what if, like, he comes extra hard and it's like, and I'm like, there's nothing
the
I can
pipe.
Do. There's nothing I can do. Or if, like, I hit my head or whatever.
Oh, God.
You know, how do you feel about guys exerting strength, like, when they, like, pick you up?
Hasn't happened to me. Oh, kind of.
Okay.
But overall, it looks like a fun, sexy thing when I see it in movies and on TV.
That's another thing where it's just, like, I'm happy that this is happening because it's cool, but it doesn't
it
feel like
pleasurable?
Much. It doesn't
but,
feel
know,
like much. I mean, it feels good. It's just sex, but it's, like, I guess what feels good is, like, oh, I'm being dominated a little bit, you know?
Yeah.
Like, I'm being picked up, but in terms of, like, the position, I don't really care.
I think, I don't know, I guess I'm usually, like, I'm in it to win it. To orgasm.
So, I'm in it to nut.
Yeah.
Right, exactly.
That's usually my focus. That's
very selfish.
You know, no, but also to make, like, I mean, John will come. Like, I have faith in that.
Yeah.
Like, he'll be fine.
Yeah.
So I want to enjoy, like, the many that I will have.
Oh,
that's the goal.
Man.
You know, and I'll, no, of course I like doing things that make him feel great, mm-hmm. like vibrator on the balls, playing with the balls, and it's like good. That's fun stuff.
Yeah,
but you know,
yeah, you can have fun stuff without being like super acrobatic.
Yeah,
you don't have to spin on anyone's dick by any means.
That's what they taught me in sex ed. That's what I learned day one. How not to get pregnant, but also how to spin on the dick.
Yep.
So according to I forget what they're called. They're like sex therapists and researchers, mm-hmm. and they did a survey, and apparently, like, people want to go for, like, an hour or so, but really most people, this is heterosexual couples, because mm-hmm. the research on homosexual people sucks.
Yeah, it's limited.
But it's, like, most people only have sex, like, penetrative sex, mm-hmm. for about 7 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
That's like most
people. Yeah.
And so it's like an 11 minutes is like the maximum. Mm-hmm. And people are like, yeah, this actually feels good. And then it starts to feel a little long after that.
Yeah.
You don't want sex to feel long.
I don't know why guys like to go that long, honestly.
Might be an expectation that that's what girls want.
I asked Akeem, and he was like, I asked him this morning because I was like, I need something to talk about. This podcast, man. I have no idea what the fuck we're talking about. And he was like, a little bit, it's like the expectation thing. Like, he feels like that's what he's supposed to do. But then he just said, it feels good. Huh. He wants to, like, go forever.
Keep going. Makes sense.
Eventually, my vagina starts to hurt.
Exactly. I feel like when it starts to feel
even
like
when it's wet,
not
it
much,
still hurts.
Yeah.
It starts to feel like not much.
You know, it's like you've come.
You're not doing nothing.
For, like, you know, probably the last time.
You've overstayed your welcome.
It's that uncle that comes to visit. But oh, wait, no, that's not what I meant. Oh, no, it's too rapey.
Uncle Johnny, you're here again. Oh, eating up all my food.
Although, someone could go down on me forever.
Oh, really?
If it's good.
That's interesting.
It doesn't have to end.
I do not want that.
Huh.
That's when it starts to feel like nothing to me, where it's just like, if my clit is too sensitive. I don't know.
If done right.
Okay.
If you're, like, taking, if like you know when someone gives you a massage in one place, mm-hmm. and it starts to not feel good,
mm-hmm.
you just gotta, you know, get...
You gotta move around.
Gotta learn the technique.
Gotcha.
In different pressures and speeds and...
We gotta talk about, like, head.
We just gotta dedicate
a whole episode. Yeah. Should that be next episode?
Yeah.
Head. There you go.
That's what my song will be about. That'll be so easy.
Yeah.
Oh, sex injuries. Like there are sex injuries.
You can...
Vaginal tearing.
You can bruise your dick or something.
You can break it.
You can break
it. But there's no bones, well, so how can you break it?
It's like a... It's a muscular issue.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
So, yeah, you can injure
Why'd you make that sound?
Because someone once... I think that's my sound. But also, someone once described... Where the fuck did I hear the story? A man with an erection ran into a wall and heard a popping sound? That's what I based that on. Who told me this though? I don't know.
Woo!
Just some talk at the water cooler.
That's funny.
But yeah. Talk at the water cooler.
Which water cooler?
Anywhere.
Did you hear about that guy? Popped his dick with his erection running into the wall.
It's not at all a water cooler conversation.
Nope.
Oh boy.
That was funny.
That was funny. What is the most strenuous sex that you've had? Like, where you put work in?
I don't every single time. Not every single time, but I just feel like I was talking to Akeem about this earlier today, and then I mentioned this on the podcast before. Like, when I do, like, ride dick and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, when I was younger, like, before I started talking to other people about what they're doing.
Okay.
Why are you laughing?
Give an age, please.
When, like, I started having sex.
When I was 7.
When I started having sex. So between 17 to now.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, or 16 That's to now or whatever.
She's pretty young right now.
Back in the heyday. 12. No. Because, you know, you watch porn and they ride it for forever.
Yeah.
So I was just like, damn, I cannot ride it as long as them. I must be doing something wrong. So I guess it just set up this expectation in my head that I had to, like, ride it for really long. So Akeem was talking to me and he said that he thinks that I ride for an exceptionally long time or whatever. Huh. I'm like, can you tell how tired I am? And he's like, nope, you've got a good poker face.
Wow.
But inside, like...
That's how I
after,
feel, too.
After, like, the 10th, like...
It's
I
a
am
lot.
Fucking done inside. I'm crying inside.
That's, you know...
But I just want to be cool. I don't know.
I remember I was, you know, I was riding John.
Yeah.
And I was like, I did it! Like, when we were done... Rode him until he came, and I was very accomplished. And then I was like, whew. And he's like, yeah, it looked like you were putting in work. And uh-huh. I was like, oh no, that's not what I wanted to look
the
like.
The thing about our or-
oh, shit. I didn't want to look like I was like,
feel the burn.
Pace.
I also always compared myself to, like, Akeem or whatever, because obviously he can go way longer, and I'm like, damn, my stamina is not the same. But if you think about, like, the mechanics of it and, like, what guys do, you know, just thrusting forward.
Yeah.
Like, when I'm dancing with a girl at the club, that's very easy to do. I can do that for forever. But if I'm, like, throwing it back on a guy...
That's hard!
After 2 seconds, you're like, huh.
Your thighs...
Yeah, like the... the way that we have to do it is just harder.
It's a lot of legwork.
It's a lot of legwork.
It's not even toning my legs.
Oh,
I wish it would.
Yeah. That's, I mean, just because they're not toned doesn't mean they're not strong, though.
Yeah, you're right. You're right.
I try to be.
You're right.
Yeah. But back to your question, the most strenuous sex I've ever had. Whenever I ride, it's just like, damn.
Son. You're going in.
This shit hurts. Yeah.
You ride the Chronicle.
Yeah, but I enjoy it, though. It's like dancing.
Okay.
And I also have a poker face when I'm doing that or whatever. It's like, she's getting low. I'm dying.
That's what I was.
But I know there's a small crowd amassing around me, so I'm like, oh, gotta keep going.
You know, I feel like that's why this podcast is so important.
Why? Because, you know, oh, you're revealing the truth. Also.
Exactly. Because I'm like, wow, I can't do that. It's a lot of work. They're doing it so easy.
It's the poker faces.
I think my most strenuous thing was, actually, you know, it's actually, was really funny. Mm-hmm. It always hurts the next day if, mm-hmm, like, it's like a spread eagle situation.
Okay.
And just those, like the thigh muscles, the inner thighs, my inner thighs would be like, wah! You know?
It put us through a lot.
This was so funny. The other day, I was very drunk and had sex with John. And the next day, he was really sore. He was like, ah. His sides, his arms. And I'm like, oh, that's interesting. I feel fine. And he was like, yeah, I was basically doing a plank situation. Like,
wow.
He was like, his body wasn't touching the bed. Like, his arms were, like, the headboard. And his toes were, like, on the bed. But there's nothing, none of the rest of his body.
Wow.
So he was just, like...
Planking in the puss.
Kind of. That's kind of crazy.
Yeah, that is a lot.
And I was just like, yeah.
This is great.
And what do? Touching the nipples, licking the nipples, you know, doing a little body rub.
Yeah.
Giving him.
But that stuff feels great, too.
Yeah, like, it doesn't motivation.
Have to, yeah, it doesn't have to be somebody being super fit.
Yeah.
Basically.
You should do whatever the
But if you're
fuck,
into that.
Then go for it.
Yeah, but if you're not.
Make some porn, some great amateur porn.
Yeah. I don't think fit sex is necessarily better sex.
No.
It's just a different kind of sex.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Because sex can be anything.
Definitely.
If you can't have vaginal intercourse at all, you're just doing other things. And
what about, like, depending on how your body works or whatever, you could be disabled. You might not be able to do
exactly.
that at all.
I was about to say this might be a very ableist episode, but now it isn't because we're... you know what I mean? Sex is whatever you want it to be.
Yeah.
So that was
fuck it.
Now on to fuck me.
You want to go first or should I?
No, you can go first.
I'll have a very brief recounting of last night. So I was at this party and it was a mad lit or whatever, and I went with the squad and Akeem.
Akeem's not a part of the squad.
He is. I just wanted to let him know that Akeem was there. But yeah, Akeem is a part of the squad. So we're at the party or whatever, and we're like upstairs by the bar, and I'm dancing, and I turn around, and immediately I see this guy who I've had a crush on for like the better part of my life, like all throughout elementary school and middle school. I just turned around, and he was at the fucking party.
The one you were texting before and was
He was at the fucking party.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I'm just like, oh shit, gotta play it cool, Sam. Totally didn't play it cool or whatever. Right, exactly. So, but then Akeem was there or whatever. So sometimes, like the first party that we ever went to after we opened up our relationship, we didn't negotiate how we would like roll through the party.
Uh-huh.
And I went to the bar with my friend and I came back and he was like flirting with some girl.
He was macking on a girl.
Yeah, he was macking on a girl or whatever. And she was like high on Molly or whatever. It was a weird time. But,
we were all weird.
Yeah. Since then, every time we go to a party together, it's just like, let's negotiate what the fuck we're gonna do from here on out. So I saw love of my life. No, he's not the love of my life or whatever. But I just, that would be an accomplishment to fuck the guy he had a crush on in elementary school.
Oh, man.
So I'm just like, what are we today, Akeem? And he thought about it for a second and he was like, single. We're single right now. And I was like, I was kind of like taken aback by how like quickly
he was
he was like, we're single right now. And then I was like, great, because I just saw the love of my life or whatever. And then he looked taken aback by the fact that I said it, but I was like only trying to like match his
level of nonchalance.
Yeah, his level of singleness or whatever. So that all happened. And then the kid went downstairs. And I went with my friends to find him downstairs.
Yeah.
So we see him downstairs, And then he waves to me, and I wave back. And then all of a sudden, all of my friends start walking in the other direction. And I'm like, so your squad fucks up.
Right? That moment, your squad fucks up. And I keep saying, why are we leaving, guys? Why are we leaving?
Mind you, we're all fucked up. Nobody answers me until we get upstairs. And then my friend who was leading, who found the guy in the first place, like, she's the OG MVP. No, she is. She is. I don't know how she found him. But, like, as soon as we get upstairs, she's like, I said, why did we leave? And then she's like, I thought you wanted to leave, Sam. But I never said that.
I never wanted to leave. She just wanted to leave.
No, she didn't. I think it was just a miscommunication out of nowhere.
she made it up. Sam is uncomfortable.
Right? And I'm just dabbing all over the place and fucking Millie rocking it every second. And then, so we tell Akeem that we're going downstairs or whatever, because we didn't tell Akeem that we're going downstairs. We come back downstairs, and this kid is fucked up off his ass. Like, I don't know if you've ever seen, like, drunk people where they're just, like, shaking their head at nothing at some point.
Oh, no.
Where everything is like, no.
He wasn't having fun.
I don't know what the fuck was going on. But why was he still there?
Where were his friends?
It was so weird. They were next to him. They looked like they were having a great time. And he was just, like, shaking his head at nothing and just kind of, like, moving around, looking up, like, doing hand movements but not on the beat. I was like, oh, shit. This nigga's gone.
Yeah, it's not a good time to move in.
I was, like, in front of him at some point. I stepped on his foot. Yikes.
Aww, he's back, not going to remember.
Back to fourth grade.
He's not going to remember.
Awkward as fuck. And I'm just, like, shaking my ass. And then I said to my other friend, does this guy behind me care at all about what I'm doing? Knows him. He doesn't care about anything. So that was a dub or whatever.
Nah, he was gone.
Yeah. So then I see this other kid who I've been passively trying to fuck for months now.
This party's great.
Yeah. Okay, so whatever. The party is tacos, tequila, and trap or whatever. And I feel like just like college-aged black people who just graduated were there or whatever. So this other kid's there, and just been trying to fuck him for forever. And then afterwards, we're leaving the party, and I run into him, and you can tell he's also very fucked up or whatever. And we're trying to, like, walk towards Akeem. We're actually trying to find Akeem, and he pulls me. And I see, like, he's wearing, like, this vintage wrestling shirt, and I'm just like, I love you. I want to stay here. And one of my friends is like, Sam, let's go. And he turns to my friend. He's like, yo, shut the fuck up. And I'm like, God damn it. Now I can't fuck you. And I'll never be able to fuck you for the rest of my life. But then he keeps following us. And then he's like, he's just talking or whatever. I'm like, no, but you told my friend to shut the fuck up. And he's like, but I didn't mean it in a negative way. And he goes to my friend, and he's like, I'm sorry for telling you to shut the fuck up. I meant it in a nice way or whatever. And he's, like, still following us.
He might as well be talking directly to your pussy. But he's not. He wasn't talking to your friend. Right?
Right. He was dropping mad hints. He had, like, this Jamaican necklace on, and my Jamaican friend was like, why are you wearing that? Are you Jamaican? And then he's like, no. And then he's like, but I love Jamaican music. And she's like, what's your favorite Jamaican song? And he's like, Flex, Time We Have Sex. Like that song by Shabba Ranks or whatever. So, yeah, that he was trying to play. If Keem wasn't there and I wasn't on my period,
it wouldn't happen.
Yeah. So then we, like, get to this deli because everybody needs their post-drunk food.
Yeah.
And then fucking he's there and he's, like, hugging up on me or whatever. And his roommates come in and then I'm like, you should just get your friend and tell him to go home because I'm like, damn, at any moment Akeem's gonna walk in this door. And then Akeem does walk in the door.
Akeem.
And then at some point, the kid is like over by my friend and everybody's annoyed with him because he's mad annoying. But I like annoying assholes or whatever. But yeah, he's been following us saying fucked up shit. And she's like, Sam, get him away from me. But I can't do that because Akeem's right there. So it was all very strange. Yeah. But I got out of the situation. I just said bye or whatever.
That's all it's
I just said bye, and I gave him, like, a side hug, and I was like, please, don't put your lips anywhere near me. Don't touch me. No, don't touch me. Don't touch me.
Hand away from the titties.
Exactly. And he didn't, so it was
move your titties over and just, like,
move your titties. Remove a titty real quick. Yeah.
Keep it platonic as fuck.
All right. So then, as I'm walking to the train station with Akeem, he's like, from now on, let's just be in a relationship at parties. Let's just be in a relationship.
Really?
Yeah. And I don't know.
Maybe his night just didn't go well. curious.
Why? I don't know. I don't know. He was just like, he had to assess the situation. And I don't know if it's because he's the drunken asshole next to me. I don't know what it was. Or that I was, like, gone for most of the party.
I see. And wanted to party with you.
Yeah, so I don't know. But his friend was also there. So it's not like he was just alone the whole time. So I don't know why he came to that conclusion in the end. But
I'd like to know.
Yeah. Fuck me.
That's how we should end it.
Yeah, your turn.
So my story, I got my hair cut.
Ooh.
I was going for the Viola Davis, but now it's more of like an Issa Rae.
Yeah, it's totally.
It's definitely Issa Rae. Yeah. Because I had a very short patch in the back of my hair,
and so they cut it.
The woman was like, "Well, if I cut it, it's really gonna look like a short patch." And I was like, "All right." So she just went up to that level. Mm-hmm. I don't have a patch anymore; just my whole head. and it was like super. It was like, oh, I almost cried, but it kind of hurt a little bit because it was just like the buzzer. It was like.
It's all gone.
And it was
so
like,
fast.
Yeah, and it was as it was falling off, all the thoughts that were running through my head. And I don't know, I feel like a badass for cutting my hair this short because of my thoughts. Like, oh, people are going to think I'm, like, gay. They're going to find me less attractive. Just all the negative things you can think about women with short hair. Mm-hmm. And I was like, but I'm not doing it to look attractive or anything. Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, I think I look great with it.
You look mad awesome.
And it's like, I don't know, I feel like my hair has been a source of, and this is relevant because it's like my black womanhood has been, a lot of it has been constructed around hair. Mm-hmm. Hair is like a thing that people do. My cousins have braided my hair. That used to be a trip to Brooklyn. You know, my mom would take care of it, learning how to oil your hair, grease your hair, going from permed hair to natural hair. And that was a whole fucking journey.
Yeah.
That was a whole thing of my life was, you know, accepting my hair as it was. Mm-hmm. And now here I am. cutting it all off. And and as it was falling, all I could think was, fuck, I don't even remember. It was like traumatic. I don't remember what I was thinking as was happening.
You were
also a little high, but I wasn't that high at that point. It was like wearing off.
Okay,
but it was a really nice experience. Being in Islam was kind of cool.
Mm-hmm.
But so I'm like very happy about it. It's very liberating to have a hairstyle that I like, and now I don't have to do much for it. You know what I mean? I look good. Great, that's it.
That's why I wear extensions all the time.
Yeah, you don't have to do much. You just look good.
Yeah.
And because I felt like I was like failing to take care of my hair, to detangle it, to like use the right. Like, I'm just not the kind of person who will look into YouTube videos
To dig your hair.
Yeah, it's just not. It really wasn't me. Mm-hmm. And I feel like this might be. We'll see. Mm-hmm. You know, I'll find out. See, but I like how it looks, and I'm happy about it. And Woo! So that's the first story. Second story is like has having the worst cramps of my life.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, I should try this orgasm while you're on your period thing.
Okay.
But like, I wasn't like in the mood to masturbate. So I was like, John, may I recruit you for a task?
Wow.
And so he was like, yeah, of course. What do you need?
Guy.
I'm like, I need to orgasm.
I need to come.
And, like, you can use. We have gloves, little.
Wow.
Latex gloves. Just because when my vagina is weird, it's weird.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, use the gloves. And it was like the most...
the gloves.
And it was like the most, like, medical, like, like sex we've ever had. It was like, well, I guess the time is now. You know, we'll lay down on the pillow. I had a heating pad on my abdomen.
Oh my God.
It was periods, like, it was purely, like, for health purposes. And that was like the hardest it's ever been to come, actually. Because I was like, all right, it's happening. Oh, fuck. All right, now it's happening. Oh, no. I gotta stop thinking about it. Oh, I thought about it.
Oh, my God. I'm fascinated by this.
But it was just like, he's like, is this all right? And I'm like, I'm making finger motions. I'm like, yeah, almost. Oh, yep. Yeah, that.
Right there.
Yeah, it wasn't like particularly aroused. I'm just trying to have an orgasm. And then I was like, oh, let's just have sex. Turned into period sex, and it did help because I was getting like small orgasms, little that's a small orgasm song.
Your orgasms are like a television intro.
Everywhere you look.
Oh man, you're making me laugh, and I hit my thighs, but they hurt from dancing
the turn 2 days
soreness. Yeah,
that's now it's admirable.
Thank you.
It's valiant.
Thank you.
We were having regular sex, and it just was hard to come because I was so focused on trying to come.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, I just gotta relax as I tense up.
Mm-hmm.
Calm down.
Yeah.
So that was interesting.
That's cool.
But it did work, though. I was having cramps, and they were gone.
Mm-hmm.
So it just wasn't like, the intensity of orgasm that I usually have.
Gotcha.
It was just,
that's good that they worked.
Yeah.
So how long did it...
I feel like it was probably maybe a 15-minute situation.
It wasn't even what I was trying
to
ask.
Oh, sorry.
No, but that's what I said, though. I was trying to ask, what day of your period was it?
Must have been... Oof. It was a bad day. I think it was day one.
Wow.
It was a bad day one.
And you
it
guys
was,
had sex?
Yeah.
Wow.
It was like after... This is after, like, you know, I'd taken Midol.
Mm-hmm.
Had taken a long bath
mm-hmm.
in some Epsom salt,
mm-hmm.
you know, drinking hot tea, had stretched. Because this, I feel like I don't know how much it had worked because it was like after I'd done several things. So maybe all 50 of the painkillers were finally kicking in. Or.
Man.
Or it was the orgasm. I don't know.
Yeah.
So yeah, I believe that is all.
I just don't know if I want to talk about this or not. I'm just actively being annoyed by. So this guy went from. Not being interested in me at all.
Oh, I love this story. You should tell the story.
Odd. I don't even know where
this Instagram man, right?
Instagram?
Who he posted the picture, he's like, I love you. Yeah, I think this is an amazing story.
It's just like so not done yet that I don't know.
I mean, we can
where we're at
it'll
in
unfold.
The story.
It can okay. keep unfolding.
I wrote in the document, true life, my fuck buddy fake loves me. Because that's what's going on.
He's just fake loving you so hard, though.
Right. Yeah. Okay, so when we first started talking or whatever, I just mentioned to him that I wasn't in an open relationship or whatever. But he was like kind of like asshole-y and cool, mm-hmm. and he's cute, so I told him that I was interested in him or whatever. And he was like, I'm not interested in you back because you have a boyfriend. Uh-huh. And I was like, okay, that's fine.
Oh, whatever.
I'm not going to die here or whatever. But then he was like... but you're cool. And I'm like, yeah, I am cool.
Yeah.
And then he's like, he always does this weird thing where he's like, but if I was interested, like, how would things have played out or whatever? And then I'm like...
You're interested. Stop it.
Exactly.
Stop it.
Exactly.
That's flirting.
That's
flirting.
What he does. That's what he does.
If I don't want you, huh? then I do want you.
Yeah, like, exactly. So I'm like, we would have hung out. No, we would have kept talking, and then I would have asked you to hang out. And then he's like, well, just because I'm not interested doesn't mean we can't hang out as friends, right? And I'm like, yeah, sure, whatever.
It's I hate fun. That, though, because it's like, we're not fucking friends. We've never
we're
been friends.
We're not friends.
We're not even acquaintances at this point.
Right, exactly.
Strangers.
But I understand the term of hanging
yeah.
out as friends.
It's
like when you hang out with someone and you're not trying
just
to
throw friendship around.
People do throw friendship. People throw love around, too, apparently. People really move fast. Maybe it's just because we're great people, Shaga. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't fucking know.
To be honest, we are pretty
We
amazing.
Are pretty great. So, yeah, it's, like, a couple of days where we're talking back and forth, and he's, like, calling me bro and shit like that or whatever.
He's going out of his way.
Yeah, exactly right. I'm, like, I already know I'm in the friend zone. You have to keep putting me there.
Moved his dick. When he's around you.
I have no dick. You cannot have this dick. This dick is not yours.
I left it at my house.
Yeah, exactly. So, one time we talk on the phone for, like, 3 hours straight
Whoa.
Or whatever. And in the beginning, this is the same kid who said I had a deep voice. In the beginning of the conversation, he's just, like, trashing me or whatever, but it's, like, in, like, a jest sort of way or whatever.
Okay.
But he's, like, being very, like, I'm not interested in you. And at the end of the conversation, he's, like, yeah, so let's go on a date. Well, he didn't say let's go on a date, but he's, like, let's go out tonight or whatever.
Ah.
So we go out. We fucked that day.
Him and his disinterest.
Right? Where did the disinterest go? We fucked that day or whatever, but it was just very, like... Beforehand, when we were out, it was like, this is not a date, there's no strings attached or whatever, like, being, like, very, like, if this is anything, it's just gonna be fuck buddy from here on out, and I'm like, okay, you don't have to keep saying the same shit
yeah.
over and over again.
Like, did you have, like, hearts, little hearts in your eyes that you could see?
Nope, look, my face always looks like this. I have chronic bitch face. And then my voice doesn't really have any inflection to it, so it's like, I don't know where he was getting these signals from. The most monotonous voice. So then we fuck, and then, like, after we had sex, he's, like, joking. He's like, ah, man, so Akeem, he shares you? That's amazing. What a great guy. I'm so happy he's sharing you or whatever, which is weird.
So that's very, it's like, it's saying that he owns you.
Yeah, and I'm like, he's not sharing me or whatever, but, you know.
We're in a consensual relationship
yeah.
where we've decided to
yeah.
fuck other people.
And he's like, ah, man. Might fuck around, I might have to take you from him. And I'm like, well, that's not how this works, first of all,
and
whatever.
I'm not something to be possessed.
I'm not something to be possessed. But then also, you just said you wanted to be fuck buddies with me, so what the fuck are you talking about?
So there's a lot going on right there.
This kid is so layered. He's so layered.
He's complex. We give him his own web series.
And then I'm
right, exactly. Gotta write. He's a character.
Write a character around him.
Complex.
We're like both thirsty, and he's like, "What do you want? I'll get whatever you want." And I'm like, "A ginger ale would be nice." And he's like, "What? A ginger ale? That's it? I'll give you the moon and a ring."
Whoa.
The moon and a ring right
in
now.
In person?
Yeah, this is after we fucked.
That's bold. Okay. That's a lot.
Right, exactly. So then, like, we're texting the next day, and I'm like, we're just talking about things or whatever, and he's like, "Oh, I'm not the first person you've had sex with besides Akeem, right?" And I'm like, "No, you're not. You won't be blessed." And then he's like, "Good." And I'm like, "Why do you say good?" And he's like, "Because that would lead to you catching feelings faster." I'm like, this kid is really really concerned that I'm going to catch feelings when he just said the moon and a ring.
He said
yesterday.
He's like in love with you.
And then I'm like, but you like tell me something, all of that stuff that you were talking last night that was just post pussy talk, right? And then he's like,
"You said post pussy talk?"
Yeah, I said post pussy
talk. That's good. That was great.
I try.
Wow.
And then he's like, what did he say? He was like, "No, I meant it at that time."
But not now.
But that is post-pussy talk if you meant it at that time. But he's, like, not actively saying it's post-pussy talk. And then he's like, did you want it to be something more than post-pussy talk? Like, still trying to, like, put these things back on me. And I'm like, "No, nigga, I just wanted to clarify.
I just wanted to make sure that you'd been in the pussy and it had been after."
Exactly.
I want to make sure the words you had said were just contained at that time.
Exactly. So after that, this nigga hits me up every fucking morning from then on.
Whoa.
Or whatever. Like, every morning, like, good morning text or whatever. Which, you know, after you hit, you don't really have to put in that much effort. So it's like, why is he putting in that much effort? And then one morning he hits me up and, oh, it was last week or the week before. Because I was podcast editing all night or whatever. Mm-hmm. So I was very tired. But I was still up around 6 a.m., which is when he wakes up for work or whatever, or just wakes up in general. So he texts me from a previous text at 5 o'clock in the morning. He just said something or whatever, and I said something back. And that's how he knew I was still awake. Mm-hmm. And he says, "I've been craving you."
Whoa! Like you're an essential vitamin or mineral.
I think I am. So I said, "LOL, come get me then," or whatever. I wasn't even in the mood for anything, but you know, just
it's so easy.
A hoe got a hoe, you know? Yeah. A hoe's got a hoe's got a hoe. And then we talk or whatever, and then he says, sorry. I hope he never listens. "I want it so bad, I can already taste it. I'm about to get dressed."
Whoa, okay.
I fell asleep.
You fell asleep?
I edited the podcast all night, and as soon as it was on SoundCloud, I was like, I gotta sleep, because then I have to do something in the morning with my family or whatever. So I wake up 3 hours later, because I have to do something in the morning, and I see that he said that, but then I also see on his Facebook, which is attached to his Instagram, a picture of a woman's ass. A picture
he
of
found some other
like,
woman,
like an under picture of a woman's
I
ass,
saw.
And like Kevin Gates the rapper. I hope this is not too identifying, but fucking nobody listens to this podcast anyway. He's like, Kevin Gates the rapper who says "I like to eat booty" or whatever is like looking at the woman's ass. So I'm like, did he really take this picture, or is that a funny meme? Because that would be a funny meme of a picture like Kevin Gates looking like he's looking at this woman's ass or whatever.
Except he said "wake and cake." Correct.
Okay. Yeah. So this guy captions the picture "wake and cake" or whatever. And if you don't know, cake means ass in the black community or whatever. So
it's Lady Gaga.
So I'm just like staring at the picture from Matt. Like that's how I woke up after he said that other thing. And I'm just like, man,
wait a second.
What the fuck is going on here? So I texted you and then I texted Akeem and I'm like, is this guy
is
an
this
asshole?
Real?
Yeah, like I just don't understand what's going on. And honestly, I still don't understand what's going on. Like it just gets weirder and weirder with this kid. So I texted him because I didn't want to seem to, I didn't want to seem like, I hope I didn't lose it. Damn it. It's fucking iPhones, man. I didn't want to seem too jealous or anything like that, even though there was like that burn of jealousy in your stomach. Cause it's like, you had just said he wanted to fuck me. And then we were supposed to hang out that day too. And then he was like, oh, it's my brother's birthday or something like that. Which it was his brother's birthday, but he canceled plans to hang out with me on that day. Then that morning said he wanted me. Then he didn't fucked even call. He didn't even call me after that text. He just fucked somebody and put it on Instagram.
He didn't follow up with you.
What do you mean? No, he didn't follow up at all. He didn't text back. He didn't call. He didn't do anything.
Is he putting this much effort into other people?
I don't know. That leads up to something that happens like later in the week, right? Then, okay, so he said that I can already taste it, whatever thing or whatever, and I responded lies, because I saw the picture of the woman.
Lies, funny.
And then he's like, hours later, and I was like, I had to get in my very small amount of sleep for the day. And then, okay, so how I just asked about it without seeming too jealous, I said, LOL, did you sneak a booty pic of someone? And he says, LMAO, no, she posed for it. And I'm just like, in the doctor's office, like, oh, shit. I was like, damn, my feelings. Oh, she posed for it. That hurts.
What the fuck?
And then, gotta play it cool, Sam. So I'm like, oh, cool. So you're not a creep, LOL. Someone had a good morning, though. And then I put, like, the eye emojis. And then he says, LMAO, yes, but I wanted you. It's just like, what is with the mixed signals? Like, what the fuck are you talking about?
You can't say that
now. What
are
you even talking about?
I wanted you so bad I had to fuck another woman.
That's a story to this day. We talked about this like 2 days ago. That's still the story that he's sticking to. It doesn't make any sense.
I couldn't just masturbate.
It doesn't make any sense. You know what I mean? It doesn't make any sense. Oh, God. Okay, so.
Sorry for her if that's the case. Ugh. Unless, of course, it was a consensual situation. He's like, yo, I'm going to call you Sam.
Right? Her butt kind of did look like mine. I think mine was a little bigger, though. No. Okay, so I say, I think you wanted whoever was going to text you saying come through first.
Yeah.
Because it just seemed like a come through situation. And then he was like, no, I chose you. And then you went to sleep. Like, putting it back on me or whatever.
Did he text you or call you?
No.
So then, what do you mean? He didn't know you went to sleep.
Exactly, exactly. And then I'm like, and you just happened to find a replacement at 6 a.m., your Rolodex of hoes must be extensive.
We're now selling the whole Rolodex on the Holodex.
The Holodex. And then he was just like, I don't like to brag, but to me, it just, like, it made no, like, how could you find someone at 6 a.m. and actually bring her back to the crib? Yeah. To me, it was just like you were just texting multiple people. But I don't know. I think he really, like, fake loves me. So then we're just talking a little bit. And then I'm just like, huh?
Gotta reach out
the other woman? Yeah, what happened?
Does he love you too?
And I randomly say, just because I was just being petty, I was like, random, on a scale of 1 to fuckboy, where would you rank yourself? And he said, wow, that's disrespectful or whatever. So I guess he was actually hurt by it.
Good.
And I said, it's an honest question. He said, well, I'm not a fuckboy. And I just said, great news or whatever. And then he said something along the lines of, like, implied that I was immature or whatever. And I was just like, fuck it, whatever. I don't care about it enough. I won't be more petty.
Too much effort.
Yeah. And then we just, like, kept talking from there. And then at some point, it was just like, I'm in love with you, but I don't know where it happened. Like, so the morning text got progressively more, like, sweet or whatever.
Very personal.
Like, just started becoming, like, morning angel and stuff like that.
Whoa.
Okay. Then, this is, like, Christmas Eve, so it's a couple of days later. Mind you, we haven't even hung out since then. We just hung out the one time. But we've been talking on the phone and shit like that. And I'm like, he, like, asked me how I slept or whatever. And then, so whatever. Okay, so randomly he just says, I like you, more than the tiny bit that it was in the beginning. And I said, all part of my master plan, but it wasn't. And then he says, you're cool, smart, fun, and your energy is intoxicating. I can see myself with you, which is a plus, but you don't need anything from me, so, or whatever. And then I said that I liked him back, because I do like him, but what the fuck? What is he talking about?
Stop pretending.
I just don't know what he's ever talking
about.
Your energy
is intoxicating?
Yeah, exactly.
That's so nice.
Exactly.
I love that.
He's a really nice guy.
Very poetic.
Yeah. Oh, where did it become? like randomly, like that Saturday, it was like, baby, please be up. I want you. And I was like, why do you always want me at 6 a.m.?
Oh, that's true.
We'll get to that. We'll get to that. It's like, why do you always want me at 6 a.m.? And he was like, that's when I wake up and I think about you as soon as I wake up every day. It's just like getting crazy, right? So...
That was very Nicki Minaj laugh at the end of
Anaconda. It was. He was like, he was happy he got to text me for a day or whatever. And I was just like, LOL, why are you being so incredibly sweet? Because the guy I first started talking to was calling me a bro. And he said, oh, you're kind of cute, I guess. And like things like that. So I'm just like, what the fuck is going on? And he's like, I'm being so sweet because I like you. And then I was like, this isn't a part of some elaborate scheme, right? Because it just feels like an episode of Punk'd.
Oh, man.
Oh, my God.
At
some point I said, what are you doing? And he was like waiting on you. And I was like hanging out with Akeem and my friend that day. So I just like wasn't answering his calls or whatever. But I asked him what he was doing. He was like waiting on you. And I was like waiting on me for. And he said to meet me at the altar. Yeah. I don't know what the fuck is going on.
Wait a second. You can't just make marriage jokes like that.
Yeah, right? Like, what are you doing?
Because that's not going to happen.
Oh, my God. It was what? So much. It was so much.
He doesn't want to date you. He wants to be with you for the rest of his life.
Oh, my God. Okay. I'm just trying to figure out where it got to the love thing. I don't know when he said that at first. But, okay, so this past Sunday, not yesterday from when you were listening, but the Sunday before that, so 8 days ago, he calls me and we're talking on the phone. No, I was doing somebody's hair and he calls me and he's like being like very bro-y or whatever and that's fine. And he was like, why'd you answer the phone like that? You sound like a guy. When'd your balls drop? And I'm like, my balls dropped when I was 10. Like we're just shooting the shit back and forth or whatever. And I'm like, but I'm busy right now so I'll call you back. So I call him back after I'm done with the hair and it sounds like he's like in sleep mode, you know, when people are just talking like very like, I can't even do the voice. Like, hello?
Yeah, you just woke up.
Yeah, he's like, he's very like that and he answers the phone and says, what's up, baby? And I'm just like, what? Oh, no. First of all, I'm not good at that. And then I'm just, like, taken aback. And I'm like, you know that meme where it's like, LOL, what are you doing? Stop playing or whatever. Yeah. So I'm just, like, being the physical embodiment of that on the phone or whatever. And then I forgot what I said, but he was just, like, talking about how he likes me or whatever. I'm like, no, you don't or whatever. And then he's like, yo, why do you keep doing that shit? It's turning me off. And I'm like, what are you talking about? And he's like, the whole week you're like, why are you being so sweet and things like that? And just me deflecting his come-ons to me. And like, I wasn't able to verbally express it at that time, but I was doing that because it was so different from what he said in the beginning. One, two, we've only been talking for a month, so I just don't know how you could fall that fast.
Yeah. Gee whiz.
So we're on
the phone. Is it even real though?
I don't know. I can't feel what somebody else is feeling.
Yeah.
So we're on the phone or whatever. And then he just gets annoyed at me. And then he's like, whatever, Samantha. He says, Whoa, he said, bye, Samantha. Shit. In the same way that fuckboy said, bye, Shaniqua. He pulled a, bye, Whoa. Samantha. And then my mom called me downstairs for something. And I come back and I'm like, I don't know if you're being serious or not, but I can call you back after I'm done talking to my mom. And he's like, no, don't call me back. Don't call me back. And I'm like, oh, shit.
No.
So my
he
mom,
likes you.
My mom called me downstairs to look at her results from Ancestry.com's DNA test. I'm 25% Nigerian, and I couldn't even physically, I couldn't, like, enjoy that, because he was just, like, being an asshole, right? Like, I've been looking for those results for some time now. And it was just, I was just like, yeah, mommy, that's cool. That's cool. 11% Ghanaian. Oh, yeah, whatever.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, oh, so here's what happened. So we wanted to hang out that Monday and we were on the phone and I was playing around and I was like, because he didn't have off that Monday or whatever. Okay. And then he texted me saying I'm off tomorrow, so I'm like, did you take off just for me? And he was like, yeah. And I was like, no, you didn't. He's like, yes, I did. And I'm like, no, you just like, LOL, what are you doing? Stop playing or whatever. And then he's like, so that's why we got into like the little argument in the first place or whatever. I still don't know if I should believe him or not. I don't know if
it's
he took off or not.
It's hard because of the wake and cake moment.
Exactly. The wake and cake moment. The crucial, the critical moment
if
of the wake and cake.
If that hadn't happened, I'd be like, wow, this guy really
the
likes
The wakiest
you.
Of the cakiest.
But you know, what if it's true? What if he wanted you so bad that he didn't send a fucking other
Shut up, Samantha. That's not my name. Shut up. Cover your face.
Oh, no.
Yeah, so after that, after I'm done being fucking happy about being Nigerian, I text him saying, you confuse me. And he says, sorry, Samantha. Whenever people call me Samantha, it's a bad time. And then I said, are you really turned off from me? And he said, why are you asking me that? And I said, because that's what you just told me, but you're a confusing guy, so I figured I'd clarify. And he says, okay. And I said, are you going to answer? And he says, temporarily. And I was like, I bet. Because I just have too much pride. I'm not going to fucking dig into your bullshit. And he was like, yup. So we didn't talk for like a day or two afterwards or whatever. And then he calls me. No, he texts me or whatever. And then it was just like back to normal. It just wasn't. It was like he wasn't mad at me anymore. And we were just like.
It's like a little spat.
Yeah.
Sounds like a relationship.
A couple's argument.
That's what it was.
But why was it that?
Have you had sex more than once?
No.
Wow.
We hung out again, but we didn't have sex because I've been on my period.
Wow.
Okay, so then.
Are you dating this guy?
I don't know.
But you just fell into a second relationship.
Whoops. So we talked on the phone for mad long that night, and then we explained that we're gonna meet up the next day or whatever, and he fell asleep on the phone with me, which is like very coupley or whatever.
Yeah.
And then I put his sad face and he said, what's wrong, sweetheart? And I was like, you fell asleep on me. And he was like, I did. And it was just like mad cute from there or whatever. And he was like, today's our day, ? And I was like, today's our day. And then he was like, we're going all out, I gotta try and make you love me.
Whoa.
Yeah, so I had things to do or whatever that day, and then also I was very tired. Is that a podcast day? No, I don't know why I was very tired, but I just had a whole bunch of shit to do. But before, I didn't know what I was doing. I said, what are we gonna do? And he said, brunch, museum, comedy show, dinner.
Oh, fuck.
Then I'll show you.
Oh.
Then I'll show you how much you mean to me.
Whoa.
It's so much.
Did that happen?
No, because I slept all. I had to do something in the morning,
okay.
And then I slept all day or whatever.
Wow.
But we just got Thai food. That's all we did. We just got Thai food.
That's,
which is
that's
fine
worth
enough.
Brunch, museum, dinner.
And like during Thai food. Okay, so when we first went out, when that waitress like did the dab because she saw him or whatever, I don't know if you remember that story, we paid halvesies or whatever because he was like so very much like, it's not a date or whatever.
Uh-huh.
So here, I'm like, you're paying for this, right? Because I'm just very broke and I have to establish that or whatever because I wanted to know like how many drinks I should order and shit like that. Like my budget drinks or your budget drinks. So he's like, no, you're still paying or whatever. And I'm just like, oh, here come the mixed signals again or whatever. And he like makes a joke about how like, Akeem doesn't give me money to, like, pay for stuff or whatever. I'm like, no, nigga, he doesn't have any money. I don't get allowance in here. So then, like, at the end of the date, I put my card in the thing or whatever, and he's, like, talking to me as if trying to distract me and whatever, I'm mad observant, so I see it. But he, like, takes my card out of the card holder and he, like, put it in his wallet as if to, like, pretend that he was shuffling in his wallet because he was going to pay for the whole thing anyway.
Aww.
And it was, like, the cutest thing
that
anybody could have
so
done
cute.
Ever. Oh, and then the whole time he was being cute and he was just like, I love your smile.
Is there a picture of him I can see?
Yeah.
I can't believe I haven't seen him yet.
Oh, my God.
It's fascinating. It sounds like you started dating this man.
It's like Lord
is that
of
what's
Rings.
Happening?
What? It's like Lord of the Rings.
Whoa.
Oh, my God.
It's epic.
It is. It's an epic tale. It's an epic romance.
You need like three movies for this.
Right, exactly. This is why
films.
I didn't want to do it because I knew it was gonna be long.
That was perfect.
Let me try to find his Instagram.
You know, because happen next week.
Because right, bum bum bum.
Would you do a second relationship at this point in your life?
Yeah. Because Akeem said he was fine with it. So
oh,
like,
okay. Oh, so then it works.
Yeah.
It's working the fuck out.
Fuck. Give me like 2 seconds. But like while we're on. This date or whatever, because now it's a date. Now it's not, like, bros hanging out. He, like, takes a picture of me, right? And then puts it on his Instagram, which means it's real, but he's not, like, showing my face or whatever.
Just your great-ass hair and nails.
Yeah, right?
And where'd the cleavage, you get this tie for? This looks delicious.
It's in Long Island.
What?
And then he captions it, "The food is okay, but you, girl!" Exclamation point, and three heart eye faces.
Oh, my gosh.
Right, exactly. Oh, God.
I love this.
Oh, God.
Have you caught feelings?
Yeah. it was just so much.
So sweet. He's really romancing you. He's not doing this to other girls.
He's really romantic, right?
Unless he's very wealthy.
I don't think he's very wealthy.
Like, how many? You said 3-hour conversations? He can't be doing that with
exactly
three other people.
Yeah, exactly. Because he has a job and shit.
At most one, and that's okay.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Exactly. So, I don't know. So, like, that all happens. Oh, God. And then the next, oh, my God. So we make out in his car for, like, a really long time that night. And then, do you see the hickey on my
neck? I noticed.
But, bro, it was huge.
Oh, that's a healed version.
Yeah. Oh, my God, Lucas. Whoa. I had to walk around my house with, like, mad concealer on afterwards.
Oh, because your parents can't know.
Just a big scarf.
Your brother can't know.
Right, nobody can know. Hold on.
Still know exactly what went down.
Yeah, exactly. Like, as soon as I came in, right? But now it's like, okay, now it's like, man, you know, she has eczema. I don't know. Or maybe, you know, she's seen Akeem since then, so. But the day after, it was stupid. Whoa. Hold on. Oh, God, it was massive.
Sam, what? Jeez.
Sorry. That's the hickey.
That's
the hickey.
It's like you were assaulted.
Right? He asked me if it hurts. I was like, no. I don't know, I just bruise easily. Just whatever.
Don't stop.
Don't ever stop. So, oh God, I hate this stupid phone because it just takes away my scroll. So the day after, so we were just like texting that night after you dropped me off. Hold on. Yeah. Okay, and then the morning of, because he wakes up early to go to work, he texts me at 5:00 in the morning and he's like, "I want you. I want to be inside you, sleep next to you. I dreamt about you last night. I love your smile. It's perfect and contagious. Your lips are everything. Your energy." He talks about energy a lot. Whatever. I feel my heart when I'm with you. And then he ended it by saying, and this is why, like, I like him. "Anyway, you're probably dreaming about me. I'll let you focus." Because he's just, like, a dick. He's a dickhead. And we talked a bit, and I said that I liked him back or whatever. Oh, God, whatever. It's just so much. I just don't know what's going on.
It's a chaotic month in this relationship.
Exactly. I don't think anything weird happened after that, except for last night. So, yeah, we're just, like, being cute or whatever. Oh, yeah. Then New Year's morning, he said, "Happy New Year, Angel. I love you." And I was just like, okay. And then I was just like, "Happy New Year."
Yeah. Because the first time you said it was a joke.
But then afterwards he says, "LOL, I don't love you. It's fucked up to keep saying that to you. But understand I only say that." it's always a but, right? He says, "But understand I only say that because I can see myself loving you," like,
whoa,
in the future.
that's even deeper though. That's even more legit and honest, and he's vulnerable.
I'm putting my head down.
Wait, give me a picture of him.
You didn't see him.
I saw the hickey.
I'm sorry. Right?
Oh, see himself loving you.
Oh my! It's okay. So then.
Oh shit.
And it's just like, here's like the mixiest of the signals. Like, I'm waiting online for tacos, tequila, and drab last night, and he just texts me saying night. I'm like, nighty, even though I'm not going to sleep for like 6 hours later. And he's like, "Sorry." And then I was like, "About what?" And he was like, "My plan to take you from your boyfriend. I don't want to anymore." And I'm like, "Well, you're never going to take me in the first place," or whatever. And he's like, I say, "Why is that?" And he's like, "I'm a horrible boyfriend and you seem happy for the most part." And I was like, "What makes you a horrible boyfriend?" And he said, "I can't explain, but yeah," he's just like very melodramatic, you know?
Very Edward Cullen.
Yeah.
Something about me, if you knew.
Right, exactly.
He would want
me anymore. I'm a vampire. I kill people. I'm a serial killer. And I was like, well, you were never going to steal me, but you could have been my other boyfriend eventually, flaws and all. And then I said, what do you want now? And he was like, to have someone to myself, but in the meantime, I don't know. But mind you, weeks earlier, he said that he was okay with, like, being in, like, a dual thing or whatever. So it's just very, this is the longest story ever.
This is great.
And then we just, like, go tit for tat. And at some point he's like, don't be petty. And I'm like, I wasn't being petty. I was actually trying to understand where you're coming from. And then he's like, okay, never mind. You're right. I didn't want you in the first place. And I'm like, nigga, I didn't.
Full circle.
I didn't fucking mean it like that.
All of this was a joke.
And then he's like, my bad. And I was like, sorry for the misunderstanding. I hope we're good. And then he's like, we'll always be good. God. And then that's where it ends. And then he wants to talk to me later about something. Yeah, that's my story. I have no idea what the fuck's going on.
I love this. This is, and I think this is excellent because this is what people think that girls are just the only people.
Right?
Like
no,
this.
He's totally like when people say fuck buddies always catch feelings or whatever, and they're talking about girls doing it.
This is the male fuck buddy catching feelings. He's not alone.
The moon and a ring.
I love you.
Exactly.
I don't really love you. I know it's fucked up, but I can see myself loving you.
Right.
Mad romantic.
Mad romantic. I think that's why I like it. But yeah, so.
We'll see what happens in
this
week to come.
Boom, boom, boom.
That's it for fuck me.
Got our first sponsor.
Woo, woo. All right. So ladies, are you tired of spending $50 and up for lash extensions?
Or how about those prices in your normal retail stores?
The Perfect Mascara has 3D fibers built in, which gives you that lash extension look we've all been searching for.
Not only does it give you that volume, the price is only $14.
How many companies can say that?
They also have a beautiful collection of enduring lip colors.
This liquid lipstick is absolutely incredible.
It creates a matte opaque lip that lasts for hours and smells like dessert.
Yeah. You can order it at limelightbyalcone.com/Christina's Beauty Bar. And that's Alcone, A-L-C-O-N-E. And I don't know if I should spell this whole entire thing. LimelightbyAlcone.com/Christina's Beauty Bar.
With the C-H-R-I-S-T-I-N-A-S Beauty Bar.
You can contact her at 845-233-0855. Or you can email her at cdavis2133@outlook.com.
If you are interested in advertising your stuff on our host show, hit us up at ihupodcast@gmail.com.
Yeah.
All right, now back to the show. Fuck you, our segment where we
I thought you were talking to me.
Fuck you, Shanika.
Oh no.
Fuck you.
I just got back from the bathroom. I'm sorry.
Our segment where we take your questions, your stories, your
concerns, comments,
love letters, whatever the fuck it is. You can send all your thoughts to ihupodcast@gmail.com. All right, today we have a story, question from Taisheen. All right, so Taisheen writes, I think he's 26. He writes, I'm in an open relationship with my girlfriend, and I always ask myself, how long do we plan on doing so? I totally feel comfortable doing so well beyond old age, marriage, children, and such. But the more I think about it, it seems like it would be harder to fully indulge in as me and her get older, granted we last that long. Due to the fact that we haven't told our family, only friends. So would we keep our imaginary kids from knowing so they won't go and tell the world? So I ask you guys, do you think you'll still be exploring the poly way as you get older? Do you see any future burdens of being poly and having children if children are in your plans?
Hmm. Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
Well... I don't know. I feel like I haven't even fully indulged in being poly. Mm-hmm. John and I are still working things out. Mm-hmm. So, like, I'm not, as I've said many times, I'm not actively hoeing.
Yeah.
Because it's just strange. Mm-hmm. The other day, my boyfriend's mom said she would check out the podcast. So she's going to know soon.
Yikes.
She's going to know very soon.
Hey, girl.
I don't know what my parents think. I don't know what my family would think. Part of me, I also think they might just be like, yeah, whatever. Mm-hmm. But... And I think in terms of kids, I think it's also fine with kids, mm-hmm. because you just gotta be, because kids, it's only normal, like, their normal is whatever you provide
them
with.
The first thing that they experience.
So if they're surrounded by loving, nurturing people who care for them, and treat them well and treat each other well, mm-hmm. they're fine.
Yeah.
I mean, of course, if you think about, like,
I think his fear would be that mm-hmm. if he wasn't telling his family, the kids are in the family. So do the kids go back and say, oh, yeah, daddy brought home a chick last night or whatever?
I think at that point, you just have to let
the kids know to shut their mouths.
No, or let your family will never know. Do that.
Yeah, that, I think that's his fear.
Yeah, I think you just, it's one of those things where your family either accepts or they don't accept it. If you are really going to try to keep it secret, then you should hide it from your kids. If you mm-hmm. if you feel you're going to get shunned from your family, mm-hmm. then yeah, don't tell your kids because they're going to yeah. tell people. But then I'd feel bad about that.
Yeah.
You know, I'd want my kids to know, hey, this is what I'm doing. This yeah. is a way of life.
Mm-hmm.
And it shouldn't really bother them. It's mm-hmm. like if you have like an aunt or, like if you live in a big home where like you have several aunts and several generations.
Yeah.
Except everybody's fucking each other. Yeah. Or not. You can also have the kind of relationship where you're not fucking, but you're also like in a
yeah,
committed
asexual
relationship.
Poly relationships. Yeah. Yeah,
so
I don't know.
That's it.
I don't know if I ever want to tell my family. I think eventually I'll just have to be like,
they'll find out. Eventually.
I just think it's weird now because like I still live in my parents' house.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
Is that where you go?
Exactly. Right. It's always a friend's house, bro. Yeah, I think that's why I don't like really want to say anything mm-hmm. right now. And then also it's just like talking about sex with your parents because like
yeah.
it would be like, so what are you doing? And like really until I started talking to this kid that I just talked about last segment, I wasn't really trying to like date anybody like that. So it was really just like, I'm doing this to fuck other people.
Mm-hmm.
Not that that was like my intention. Well, actually it was. That wasn't Akeem's intention, but whatever. I just don't want to have that conversation with my family. But when I'm ready, if I do want to have kids, I would just let them know. And then in terms of how I see it playing out in life, I think I would do this for the rest of my life. But that's just how I feel right now.
Yeah, you know,
at 23
you just
years
don't know.
Old. Yeah, it could change at any given moment.
Yeah, I also, you could also not tell your kids and it'll still be fine.
Yeah.
Just mommy's friends, daddy's friends.
Mommy's got a lot of friends. And they all look like Vic Mensa.
They come over and they listen to Vic Mensa in the bedroom. I really like Vic Mensa too.
That's funny. Yeah, so that's my shitty ass answer.
Yeah.
Sorry, Taishi.
Yeah, no, it's complicated.
That's so, it for Inner Hole Uprising. Hope you guys like that episode.
Yeah, I feel bad about it.
It's kind of funky, but fuck it. I hope you enjoyed my story. Give me advice or whatever.
Yeah.
Does this kid really like me? I know he doesn't love me, but
I think
what
he
the
does.
Fuck is going
he
on?
He thinks he can love you eventually. He likes you a lot. I think he likes you a lot. He's all about you.
Success on my mind.
Yeah.
I'm blushing over here.
Instagram at @slam_pow. Twitter at @slam_pow. I'm Shanika Powell. You can follow me at Shanika Powell on Instagram and Twitter.
Okay. I'm Sam. You can follow me at @itslam on Instagram and Slam Rid, Rid with 2 D's, RIDD, on Twitter. That's it.
Friend
oh,
on Facebook.
Snapchat. It might be some manners, but it also might be slam pow. I'll make a post about it later.
It could be anything.
I don't fucking know. Snapchat is very confusing. It's probably not that confusing.
I'm
just, exactly. Anybody else. That's it. Sending your stuff to ihupodcast@gmail.com. Now we'll leave you with
a little something sexy.
I've been doing cock push-ups.
Cock push-ups?
Yeah.
What are those?
It's where you fucking lay down flat on the ground.
Yeah.
And then you let your boner lift you up off the ground.
No, it's that'd be impossible. Your cock could support your whole weight.
Well, not at first.
Yeah.
But over time.
Hmm.